was that? Hey, what are you doing? Come out. Hey, get back here. Oh, you're a cat boy. Hey, I'm not gonna hurt you. My God, you look so scared. Wait, come back. It's a dead end. Oh my God, are you all right? This is no place for someone like you. Let me take you home. Hey, good morning. Hey, it's okay, calm down. I'm not gonna hurt you. Why are you so scared of me anyways? Yeah, I know, I did chase you and all. But it was only because you ran away. Am I scary? You can be honest with me. I know, very few other monster girls have ashen skin and flaming eyes like I do. I've been told time and time again that I'm a little bit intimidating. And well, my species reputation doesn't exactly help that. So, please tell me, what can I do to help you feel better? Look, I'm sorry. I'm not really used to being gentle. And I know that this room doesn't really give off comforting vibes. I'll just get you some water, okay? Here. Why are you looking at it like that? I know you're thirsty. Your lips look like a cracked window. And well, you're as pale as snow. All right, let me just try something. I'll pour some of the water into this cup here, and I'll drink it myself. I mean, it wouldn't really make sense if I knowingly drank unsafe water now, would it? See? Perfectly safe. There you go. See, I'm not gonna hurt you. There. That's a good kitty. Now, I'm just gonna touch you. That's it. Good kitty. You're all dirty. I think you need to be washed off. Hey, what's the matter? If I didn't know any better, I would think that I just... Wait, what? What happened? Did somebody hurt you? I can't help you if you don't talk to me. So, please talk to me? So, you can talk. Wait, what? You think that being washed off is getting sprayed with a hose? What kind of sick bastard does that to someone? I'm sorry. That happens when I get angry. Look, what I mean by washing you off is that I'm gonna draw you a nice, warm bath. And I'm gonna get all that dirt and grime off of your skin and hair. You already know that I don't want to hurt you. So please, just trust me. Good kitty. Just follow me. I don't know what exactly counts as warm for you. And since I'm a hellhound, my definition of a hot tub is boiling water. I'll start off with the temperature low, and you can just put your hand under the water and tell me when it's good, okay? Good. That's good? Alright, I'll just fill up the tub then. Alright, you're gonna have to take off your clothes to get in. Yeah. I kind of figured that I would have that reaction, which is why I didn't try to take them off you when I got you here. Let's start with something easy, like just your shirt. No? Well, you can't get in the bath with your clothes on. You're worried that I'll get angry? But why would I get angry? No, not at you. Come on, take off your shirt. What the shit? What the actual fuck? Did someone throw this poor thing into a field of goddamn razor wire? Holy shit. He has more scars than I do. And I wasn't even close to the strongest hellhound out of my sisters. Does it hurt? Come here. It's okay. Come here. What happened to you? First the thing about the hose, and now this? Kitty, what on God's green earth has happened to you? No, you don't have to talk right now. I don't want to force you. But when you feel like you're able to, please don't hesitate. Hey, the tub looks full now. Let's get the rest of your clothes off, okay? There. Go on. You can get in. Why are you looking at me like that? There's so many different emotions on your face right now. I can't really tell if you're embarrassed or if you're scared. Do you want me to get in with you? Please don't be scared. All you have to do is nod and I'll do it. Okay. See? Trust me, this isn't something I'm not used to. When you have a family as large as mine, you tend to wind up in situations that sort of desexualize the whole bathing together fantasy. As for any rumors you've heard about hellhounds, I am able to control myself enough to not do anything to hurt you. All I want is for you to feel better and to feel safe. Now, let's just get you all nice and clean. Would you mind coming a little bit closer, kitty? That's a good kitty. Now, I'm just gonna run this along your skin. That's a good kitty. Are those purrs? Oh, please don't be embarrassed, kitty. If I'm making you feel good, I just wanna know. You're really cute. I want you to know that. I've heard tales of cat girls being taken in, but your kind just gets so overlooked. If society viewed you even half as well as they view cat girls, whatever happened to you would have never been allowed to happen. And, well, if I'm gonna be perfectly honest, I've always wanted a good boy to take care of. That's kind of my thing. Most people view us hellhounds as vicious and insatiable. Which, I mean, is partially true. But when we see men in a world full of dangerous people and stronger monsters, we just can't help but want to take them for ourselves and claim them. We just want to protect them and cherish them. And, well, in return, we use them to extinguish the ever-burning flame inside of ourselves, temporarily. When I heard about catboys being sent away, I was furious. And part of the reason that I walk that way is because I wanted to find one of you. I have always had this urge to just want to protect and love one of you. But now that my dream has come true, I realize just how selfish my fantasy was. And I feel pretty guilty about it. So I'm gonna do everything I can to make you feel safe. And to make sure that for every day that you felt alone or unloved, that I cherish you 100 times more than anyone else ever could. I'm sorry if I said too much. I should get started on washing your hair. Close your eyes, kitty. You don't want to get any soap in them. Good kitty. Your cute little kitty ears are smaller than my hellhound ones. They look so fragile, though. I'll try to be gentle. There. Now we'll just rinse it all off. Your hair looks so much nicer now. Does it feel any better? Good, I'm glad. Let me just pull the plug and drain the water. And then I'll help you get out. Here, you can use this towel. It's extra fluffy because my fur takes so long to dry off. But I think that you need all the comfort you can get right now. It's always so cold after I get out. It's probably due to my kind being from the volcanic regions. Or, you know, my species being born in the depths of hell and all. Let me find you something to wear. I'm kind of a tomboy, so don't worry about me finding you any dresses. Trust me, I'd rather die than be caught in some girly shit like that. Here, try this on. That's the smallest shirt that I had, but it still sort of looks like a nightgown. But I don't see it being a shirt that she would wear out, and, well, you do look really adorable in it, kitty. I'll put something on and I'll be right back to check on you, okay? Hey. What's the matter? Are you crying? Kitty, what's wrong? Shh. It's okay. Shh. It's okay. Shh. You can tell me what's wrong. I'm here. Nothing bad can ever happen to you again. You want to tell me what happened? All right. You were taken away from your mother when you were... Oh my god. Kitty. They did what to you? Oh my god. How long did this go on for? 3 years? Oh my god. So that's why you were so scared of me. You were worried that they would send someone like me. Someone who could hunt and find you. Oh, my sweet little kitty. My brave little kitty. It's okay. Please tell me everything you know about them, and I'll make sure that they never hurt anyone again.
Hello? I would like to report a rogue monster group. My husband was kidnapped and raped by them. I don't give a damn who the fuck you are. I'm a motherfucking hellhound, and I've managed to keep my rage at bay all fucking day. Hearing the horror story that my poor husband has lived through has made me absolutely fucking furious. And I will not have him hurt again by forcing him to testify under this world's law. The Demon Queen's law states that monsters who have the ability to read minds can be used if there is sufficient evidence. And let me tell you, my husband's word is evidence enough. You know what? There isn't a damn jury of monsters who would convict me for doing your job for you. Screw calling the police, skip that step and call the morgue. I'm making sure my husband is safe and that no one else will suffer how he did.
Sorry, did I wake you? I just went for a jog to clear my mind. Oh, my hand? The bandages. Yeah, I accidentally cut myself. You're not buying it, are you? You're hearing? You heard everything? Look, I did my best to keep it all inside. I really did. But when I brought you home, I mean, it was the closest thing we could get to without me doing anything to you. I saw you as the equivalent of my husband. Someone who I need to protect and love. Do I regret not telling you? Yes, absolutely. Do I regret leaving in the middle of the night to make sure those evil bastards never try to take you away from me? No, not for one second. And if you hate me for that, well, I understand. I basically just admitted to assaulting at best and, well, murder at worst. You're such a soft and gentle and shy little kitty. I know you don't want to be with someone as vicious as me. If you want to leave, I understand. You forgive me? Oh, my sweet little kitty. My adorable little kitty. I love you. I love you so much. I just have to hold you and protect you and love you. But I know what you've been through. Everything else makes so much sense now. Everything. I know you're shy, and I don't know what you're thinking right now. And I honestly don't know if anything that you're saying right now is, you know, just to please me, or if you really, truly mean it. Look into my eyes, little kitty. Do you want to be my husband? Do you want me to show you just how loving sex can be when done with a monster who cares about you? Thank you. I'll hold back the best that I can. I don't want to scare you or hurt you. You're so frail. I'm afraid if I apply too much pressure that you'll break. But I need you. You're so cute that I have to make you mine. I'm so wet though. As a hellhound, I'm practically always horny. When you're up to full strength, I'll have to show you, but not right now. Now I'm gonna make you mine. Oh, you feel so good inside me. You're already purring so much. You're so tense, too. How about this? Give me your hands. Do they feel nice when mine are wrapped around yours? I'm gonna start moving now, okay? You're such a good kitty. I love the way that you look up at me. You've changed so much for the better. And I hated seeing your eyes all full of fear. And now that they're full of love, you just seem so much happier. And your skin has its color back. You're such a good kitty. I love you. I love you so much. And I'll love you forever. You're my good little kitty. No one can touch you or hurt you again. I'm gonna make those memories feel like they're bad dreams. And just like dreams, they'll be forgotten in time. This bad chapter of your life is over, and I will make the rest of your life full of joy and happiness. We'll have kids. Hellhound kids are wild and often fight, but at the end of the day, we'll be a family. We'll work to make sure everyone is happy and loved. And every night I'll do this. Maybe a little bit rougher. Once you're ready, of course. But starting tonight, I'll hold you in my arms all night long. And I'll scratch your ears and rub your skin. And wrap my tail around your leg and gently lull you to sleep with hums and kisses. And when you grow old, I'll use my abilities as a hellhound to keep you going. You'll stop aging, and we can spend the rest of eternity together forever. You'll never feel alone or hurt again. Do you like the sound of that, little kitty? Oh, then come in me. Come in me. Oh, good kitty. Now rest your head against me. Good kitty. I know you might feel a bit overwhelmed with everything happening so fast. But the gist of it is that, well, I'll always be with you. According to the legends, the gods couldn't tame my species, so I'll be damned if anything is going to take you away from me. The entire fucking world would need to implode before I ever let you go. And even then, I will fight tooth and nail in the afterlife just to find you. And I promise you, kitty, that there won't be a single day that goes by where I won't be holding you like this. Okay? I will keep you with me, in my arms, forever. Does that sound nice, little kitty? I'm glad. Sorry. I spent most of the night at the police station filling out papers. I decided to let them take the first swing, so technically it's self-defense. But everyone knows that their fates were sealed the second that they laid their hands on you. They can't hurt you anymore, though. And if they ever walk again and they decide to take it out on you, I will fucking kill them. And I will do it in front of everyone in this city. Okay? No one messes with my little kitty. Sorry. I got a little intense there. Well, it seems that you're comfortable. You fell asleep in my arms. Sweet dreams, my darling kitty. Sweet dreams.